DJ, David Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Yo, how are you?
Brother, if that's what you ask.
It's kind of nice outside. Not very many clouds over here in Greer, but everybody's got their sprinklers running. I wonder why that is.
Beautiful day, man. Despite the west cold in the morning, it's a beautiful day. And, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just what it is. But it's a nice day to be working outside, I tell you that.
If I was working outside, we went up, got up before the sun rose today, went up to a pretty place up in North Carolina just to look at the view and watch the sun come up, and they were having a wedding up there and wouldn't let us do it.
Do you pass to the Hampton? Head back to the Hampton?
No. Which Hampton is this weekend? Yeah, we went over that way. We were over where 25 crosses into North Carolina rather than over on 85.
That's a good thing, then. Damn, I forgot to ask you about something. I got it in my mind, but I got sidetracked here. Some Jojo is driving. I think he thinks the Chuck and Cheese driver license is real.
Fortunately, there's a lot of that going on. I think it's contagious.
I guess it's calling aging, but I still got my reserves on that.
You only drive defensively. You can't enjoy the beautiful weather too much because you got to watch out for other people.
Yes, 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 it is. Man, I don't know. I was meant to ask you something, but it's just been kind of rough, and I got a bunch of things I have to do today. But, anyways, you've been dealing with the Raspberry Pis lately, right?
About every day, nonstop.
CNC machine I'm gonna get deal with it, but I was about to call you and you can point me in the right direction, but I guess that will be a talk for another day.
Something that's sitting on my desk is running a stepper motor all day every day using a ramp up and a ramp down algorithm that I started out with them with different drivers, and then I stepped up the motor, made a stronger motor, and it was too much for the driver, so I had to step up the driver. Now I got the new motors and the new drivers working together, but that's really low level. That's not like, taking a three-dimensional part and machining it, right? It's a long way from there. It's a long way from one to another, but I don't use the Raspberry Pis for doing that. I did buy a commercial solution for my CNC router, but I do have the ability to drive stepper motors with Raspberry Pis.
That's two-dimensional stuff. And I've been dealing with a lot of problems because it's an old machine. And I'm still working with that embroidery thingy. Finally, I got a newer computer, but still, the interface to, connect the old phone line connector to the Ethernet connector, that's what is getting me stuck.
The way that I do it for machining parts is I bought a CAD/CAM tool called Bobcat, B-O-B-C-A-D, Bobcat. And you can build your 3D parts. You got to learn how to use the modeler, but you model it, the part, and then you can put a CNC toolpath on it, and that generates G-codes. And then I run that into G-codes and N-codes and M-codes and all of that. And then I bought a separate USA CNC driver machine. And and it can understand the G codes and the ends, and it so the two of them work together. Now you've got to calibrate each one of them, and then you've got to like make a real world part and see how far off it is, and then make adjustments for each axis until you get down to the less than a millimeter accuracy, whatever, you can get it to whatever level you want to. But that's the way that I do actual CNC.
In this case, it works the same. But unfortunately, the hardware connects itself through a hard line, and it's like a phone line, And since we have problems on getting an old computer to work with, the new one I got, it works. The problem is we have no way to connect, Ethernet line to a old phone line. That's what the problem I got now is hardware. But I was thinking make it a standalone like the newer, but I need a Raspberry Pi to figure out a way to control the six motors that got this thing on.
Level. If you've got something for the high level, I can help you with the low level. But I am at Panera Bread, so I got to get out and pick up lunch, and then I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
I'm still half a mile from the house, maybe. So I'm still gonna be here. KB4NC Mobile.
Get home before I get there. You got my phone number. If you need to, give me a call. W4DJW clear. W4DJW, you still there, Gabriel? A bit, so waiting for me. All I had to do was pick it up and walk out. So I didn't have to wait in line or anything. So does that make sense, what I was saying?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking on that too, like I told you. I don't need to be a way to recalibrate, the axis. The machine, how the speed is controlled, and you have to somehow recreate the damn software which is inherited in the machine, which is very basic, but still, I mean, they have to be recalibrated like that. And I've been looking into it, but unfortunately, I got a bunch of stuff running right now. I got one struck with a busted timing chain that we're almost done. Then after that, I got a reach line with some JoJo, tried to fix himself and screwed the damn subframe bolts. And they snap when we tried to take it out. And apart from that, I got a busted leg. So I can barely work. Alex is the one that's taking all the toll. So I got a lot into it. But yeah, I was thinking. And yeah, your idea sounds very feasible, believe it or not. It sounds feasible the way you put it on.
I understand when you got a lot of irons in the fire and you're recovering from an injury, so I get that. But whenever you get ready, if you're still thinking about it, if there's anything I can do to help, let me know. I know I kind of worry about it when I bought all my stuff and put it together, and as it turns out, it wasn't very difficult at all. I worried about it a lot more than I needed to. But if I can help you out in any way, I did set one up to track satellites as they came over, amateur radio satellites, to put the antennas on the uplink and downlink antennas, the 2 meter and 70 centimeter, on an X and Y axis, and they would track the satellites as they came over. And that was pretty fun in real time. They tell where they're going to be at what point in time, and you just do the math to rotate to the axis, both horizontal and vertical axes, where they need to be. And it worked really, really good until I burned up the drivers. And now I got better drivers, so now I got to go back and assemble everything. But I got other irons in the fire, just like you, Gabriel. You can't do it all. You got to pick your priorities.
Yeah, I was talking with Veronica the other day, And she was like, oh my God, the time it ran out pretty quick. And I just said, well, even if you got 50 hours a day, there will be there won't be enough. I told you that. Oh man, that's a lot of Christmas trees here. They got a street, a wide street block, in all the ways. Fire department, police, I don't know what happened. I hope they don't have a problem or something going on.
Fun. It sounds like a lot of work, but it also sounds like a lot of fun. Especially when the changing of the seasons. Especially if we get a white Christmas.
A white Christmas, bro. I guess the weather is going to be nasty, but I don't know. Oh, boy. Oh, man. It's rough when you need coffee in the morning to crack up yourself and you need pills at night to sleep. I hate that age.
That second one. I caved to the first one a long time ago, but that second one, I'm resisting, but it feels like it might be futile.
You have to come to the dark side of the forest, brother. Nah, I have a couple of lab bills, just that. Well, right now, I need it for my face, my back, my leg, Jesus Christ. And my warranties expired long ago, so nothing I can do about it.
Nope, we're getting old, Gabriel. But a PC alternative, huh?
KO4OLK. I was just listening to you guys earlier talking about setting up some equipment. I lost my HF radio due to old age. It just was beyond repair. And I'm considering getting a SDR, software-defined transceiver, and wondering if it's worth it.
That's two questions. The first one, I might have an answer for it, repairing an old equipment. But software-defined radio is a pretty good option. If you're a computer, literate, and for that, you'd need to talk to Dave. That's the specialist, not me.
If I got it. Now, I would definitely recommend SDR radios because that's where it's all headed. Eventually, the radio is going to be a bump in the wire, and that's all there is going to be to it. The rest of the radio is going to be software. They're getting it down to that, close to that now. If you really want to learn about them before you go diving in head first into an expensive one, I'd look up SoftRock 40. They're still making them. You can buy them and assemble them and build the software and do it all yourself, and that will teach you how to do it. And it's not the only one. There's other ones out there, too, that do something similar to that. But SoftRock 40 has been around for a long time. It's a 40-meter receiver that's an SDR receiver, and it teaches you all the ins and outs of SDR as you learn it, you're actually really learning what's going on.
Got a SDR receiver that I've been playing around with, and that waterfall display and all the bandpass filters and all that I have able to select has really taught me a lot. But I'm got a nice big heavy duty very powerful gaming computer laptop that's sitting on my desk, and I'm in this RV, so space is limited. And so I've been doing some research. They were looking good, but I never heard anybody say they liked them or didn't like them.
Well, they're mostly for learning. They're not something that you would use in a contest or anything like that. They're mostly a learning experience. If you want something contest-worthy, if you're into that, then the Flex Radio, the line of Flex Radios, but you're going to have to get your wallet out for those because they're going to cost. And then there's everything else in between, and there's a lot of good choices in between. Just depends on how much of a tinkerer you are versus how much of a DXer, for example, you are. Are you a ham radio for talking on radio, or are you a ham radio for learning electronics? And, that'll set your course. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. I got to take lunch in before it gets cold. But good talking to you, Gabriel, and good luck with the SDR radios, W4DJW.
Thank you. much for your time and input. This is KO4, OLK, clear.
I'm home, so I was back to work, but I'm going to be hearing, just in case. I'll talk to you later when this thing starts to going down, because boy, I got a bunch of stuff to do. Anyways, nice talking to you. KO4 NC.